shiny red ornament hangs on a Christmas tree. A man puts his arm around a girl and points to a life-size ice sculpture of a nutcracker. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. The man and the girl, a little older, stand in front of an ice sculpture of an angle with a long horn. The man and the girl, older still, stand in front of an ice sculpture of a reindeer and a lit-up Christmas tree. The man and the girl, now a woman, stand in front of an ice sculpture of Frosty the Snowman. The sun shines through a break in gray clouds over a small town with snow in the streets and fields beyond. Title, Christmas Festival of Ice. A clock tower rises from a brick building with red ribbons and evergreen on a black fence around the side. A woman walks out of the building and smiles as she walks past people down the street. She walks past a small girl who climbs on a Santa's lap. She gets coffee from a street vendor. A woman follows her.
There you go.
You do realize we've passed half a dozen coffee places to get here. Mm. And some of them you can actually sit inside where it's warm.
This is the best coffee in town.
Sure, what's a little frostbite for the sake of good coffee?
I just love this time of year, everyone getting ready for the Christmas festival, setting up decorations.
You may have mentioned that once or twice over the years since we were kids.
Didn't want you to forget. Hey, shouldn't they be setting up for the ice sculpture competition?
There's still a couple weeks before the festival starts.
Oh, that's not a lot of time. I mean, they still have to register the contestants, approve their designs, and you wouldn't believe all the ice that has to get trucked in.
I see law school hasn't put a damper on your passion for ice sculpting.
Oh, I miss working with my dad. We haven't got to sculpt together in 3 years. Oh.
She pulls out her phone.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Well, let's do dinner tonight.
I can't tonight. I promise the folks, but I'll text you and we'll set up a day.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I will.
She walks to a building with a sign, Parker's Law Offices.
Uh-huh. Well, I will speak to the judge and see if we can move your hearing, but we only have a couple weeks till Christmas. I'm afraid it might already be too late.
Sorry, I met Sarah for coffee. Sorry.
Miss Kincaid, can you just hold for a moment, please? Who handles Judge Pettis' schedule over at the courthouse? Miss Kincaid needs to push her hearing back, and I can't...
June Whalen. June. Let me talk to her.
Oh, okay.
Miss Kincaid? Hi, it's Emma. Let me see what I can do, and I'll get right back to you. Thanks. Merry Christmas. Bye. Give me 10 minutes.
Emma hands folders to the woman.
Take a look at these. I redlined the changes for your approval. I can have the final draft ready for signatures in the morning.
Great. And Miss Kincaid?
The judge has an opening 2 weeks after the holidays. We're all set.
Thank you, Emma. We make a great team.
Yes, we do.
And it's going to get even better once you get the results of your bar exam.
Assuming I pass, half the people fail the first time they take it.
Those people are not Emma Parker's.
And with that resounding vote of confidence, I'll get back to work.
Oh, dinner tonight at 7, is that okay?
I'll be there. Oh, hey, what's going on with the ice sculpting competition?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I was at the park with Sarah, and they haven't started setting up yet.
Well, they put Harvey Norris in charge of the festival this year, and it is his first term on town council, so he's probably just in a little over his head.
Emma waves a hand.
You're probably right. There's a lot to do with the festival.
Cars drive down narrow town streets past buildings with snowy roofs. Pine and lights decorate lampposts. People in gloves, coats, and hats walk down the sidewalks. In a park, tall trees stand with bare branches. Emma walks up to a Christmas tree market. She leans close to a tree and breathes in deeply.
Can I help you?
Oh, hey, hi. No, I'm just, you know, browsing.
What do you think?
It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Good choice.
Well, thank you.
He carries it away. Emma tilts her head and walks over to a nice sculpture of a Santa.
See anything you like?
Actually, I do. This is beautiful. Who did this?
My brother.
You should put it out front. It'd really help draw in a crowd.
The man looks around.
Yeah, you know, he's not really into showing them off.
Oh. Well, I've been ice sculpting since I was little, and this is really good.
I'll tell him you said so.
Emma smiles and nods.
There used to be a Claiborne Tree Farms outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
This nice couple ran it, and they always gave me this candy cane every time we did our Christmas tree.
Those are my folks.
No kidding.
Yeah, one and the same. They retired last year, and I took over the business. I'm Nick Claiborne.
Hi. Hi. Emma Parkers.
It's nice to meet you. And the candy cane thing, that was my idea.
Clearly you had a head for business, even at a young age.
Well, I just really like candy canes.
They both grin.
Listen, about before, I don't know, there's just something about these trees, that Christmas smell, I can't resist.
That's not the first time I've heard that. Browse to your heart's content.
Thanks.
They lock gazes for a moment.
I gotta go.
You gotta go. See you around.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
He pulls a candy cane from a pocket.
Merry Christmas.
He hands it to her.
Merry Christmas.
She takes it with a warm smile. Trees and buildings are decorated with Christmas lights in the night. Emma walks into a living room and grabs her laptop from a shelf. She sits at the table. Everything is decorated with pine, poinsettias, red ornaments, and gold lights. She opens her laptop and types in a website address. On the Christmas Festival of Ice website, she zeroes in on a section that says, Ice Sculpting Competition Cancelled. Her jaw drops and she closes her laptop.
I can't believe they canceled the ice sculpting competition. And they don't call it Christmas Festival of Ice for nothing. I mean, people in Westford have been sculpting ice here since practically forever. It's the reason the whole festival got started in the first place.
You've been gone.
Okay, but I come home every year for Christmas, and there's always ice sculptures in the park.
Well, in the last few years, the festival hasn't drawn as well as it used to.
Yeah, and I don't know why people don't want to come all this way to sit in the cold and watch your father chip away at big chunks of ice.
Hey.
I love it.
Okay, but those ice sculptures are works of art.
Well, unfortunately, they are becoming a lost art.
I can't believe it.
Oh, did you tell Emma your big news?
The, county has officially chosen my design for the new library branch.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that wonderful? So once you get the results of your bar exam, we will all have something special to celebrate this Christmas. To the Parkers, to a new design, to a new lawyer, and I get a new partner.
Hear, hear.
They toast glasses of red wine and her parents drink, but she sighs. In a brick garage, Emma and her dad sculpt ice.
I almost finished carving the new model. What do you think?
Too bad we don't get to see it full size.
I was looking forward to getting the Parkers family team back together, too.
She turns away and sighs. She sees a picture of her dad and herself as a girl with an ice sculpture.
Why does this bother me so much?
Well, it's been a part of your life for as long as you can remember. When other kids were learning to skate on ice, you were learning to carve it.
She looks at another picture with herself slightly older.
Yeah, well, Mom's right. I should be focused on my career right now.
That's what you said you always wanted. Be a lawyer.
I know.
And you worked very hard to make it happen.
Then how come all I can think about are some of the best times of my life were spent carving these sculptures?
That is a good question.
I feel some fatherly advice coming on.
He squints and wags a finger.
You know me so well.
She grins. He pulls a toolbox out of a chest in the corner.
Dug these out the other day. Bet you're gonna need them.
She opens the box.
My tools.
Let's take them out. See if you still got the chops.
She pulls out a tool with a flat, sharp end.
You don't mind?
Like I said, I'll give you time to think.
Thanks, Dad.
She angles the tool downwards and chips away at the ice. She turns it in a circle and carves an indentation around it in a ring. Her mom looks in through the window and watches her carve. She focuses on the ice intently. The sculpture has become a gingerbread man. She wipes off ice chips and smiles. The town is gathered around a river through the middle. She walks down the sidewalk and up the stairs of the town hall building. She walks up to a woman at the front desk.
Hi, I'm here to see Harvey Norris.
Oh, he's not in yet. Schedule's been pretty crazy, what with the Christmas festival and all.
Actually, I wanted to talk to him about the ice sculpture competition.
Oh, that's been canceled.
I know. Could you just tell him that Emma Parker stopped by? Ask him to give me a call. That's my number.
I sure will. Merry Christmas.
You too.
And what I'd like to do is set up some sort of small endowment or a scholarship at the college.
Yeah.
Put it in Sam's name. Kind of a Christmas present for my husband.
Oh, Vera, that's a wonderful idea.
Well, he taught there for almost 30 years.
Sure.
I think he would have liked that.
Mm-hmm. Emma, why don't you give the school a call? Find out who we should talk to set this up.
I'll call right now.
Great. Good idea, Vera. Oh. That's a really lovely idea.
Hi, this is Emma Parker's. I was in this morning to see Harvey Norris. Oh, he's still not in. No, I understand that he's very busy with the festival, but I just... Could you let him know that I called? Thanks. They'll call back.
Emma puts a sticker in a planner and her mom turns back with a frown.
Emma. Sam and Vera were clients of mine from almost the very first day I started this practice.
I remember.
And now that he's gone, this endowment means a lot to her. We're a small firm. We need to give every client 100%.
Emma nods and smiles.
I couldn't agree more.
You're gonna make a great lawyer.
Her mom smiles and twirls back to her own office. Emma's smile fades slightly and she shakes her head. Emma walks down the sidewalk downtown past decorated buildings. She sees a flyer in the shop front window for the festival. It advertises ice skating, sleigh rides, Santa's Village, and caroling. She hurries up to a man who checks a pile of fabrics.
Oh, those are great. We'll take 10 for City Hall, please.
Excuse me, Councilman Norris?
Sure, yeah, call me Harvey.
Hi, Harvey. Emma Parker's. I'm Carol Parker's daughter.
Oh, sure. Hi, Emma. How's your mom?
Great. I was hoping you have a minute. I don't think it's a good idea to cancel the ice sculpting competition.
I didn't want to, but we didn't have the budget for it this year. It was either cancel the competition or lose Santa's workshop. I don't want to get on Santa's naughty list.
No, but you grew up here. You know how important the festival is to the people in Westford.
Well, I sure do. I'm a big fan myself.
There must be something you could do.
I'm sorry, Emma. I'm afraid my hands are tied.
What if I could raise the money?
Excuse me?
To make up for the difference in your budget. To pay for the competition.
$20,000 in less than 2 weeks?
$20,000?
I'm afraid so.
Oh. Wow, what if I could raise half?
Well, I can't exactly have half a sculpting competition.
No, I mean, but maybe you could come up with the money somewhere, squeeze your budget a little.
You're serious about this?
It's really important to me, and to the town. I mean, it's been a part of the festival for so many years. If you could just give me a chance, that's all I ask.
Harvey rubs his neck.
I guess if I squeeze my nickels a little bit, you come up with maybe $5,000? But you'd have to raise the rest.
$15,000.
It's the best I can do.
It's a deal.
They shake hands.
Good luck, Emma. I hope you can pull this off.
Me too.
She sucks in her lips and smiles, then hurries off. The river runs through the town. Trees with bare branches dot the horizon. Emma walks down the sidewalk and stops to look at some plowed snow. Nick walks up from the other direction.
Beautiful morning.
Hey, what brings you out?
Just going for a walk, grab my coffee.
Best coffee in town, worth the walk.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking. My parents used to bring me here every Christmas. You know, to watch the sculpting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When I was old enough, my dad and I used to compete every Christmas.
You competed?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, so I probably saw you competing.
Maybe we saw each other.
Maybe. But it's too bad that they have to cancel it this year. I heard they didn't have the money for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that too.
That's why I decided to raise the money myself.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm gonna raise the money, put the competition back on.
And how much money are we talking?
$15,000. Yeah. I don't think it sounds crazy.
You gotta try it.
Yeah.
They walk together.
Morning, Nick. Well, yes, I'd love a cup of coffee. How thoughtful. Oh, you brought company.
Lonnie, Emma, Lonnie Barnes, my business partner.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
We try to keep an eye on him, but sometimes he wanders off. I hope he hasn't been too exasperating.
Wow, that's so funny, isn't it?
See what I mean? Total Grinch.
Customers.
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay.
Come by anytime.
Thank you.
We've known each other since we were kids. You know, it's fun. He gets a little jolly this time of year.
Same way.
Well, hey, feel free to sniff around while you're here.
I should get to work, but thanks for listening.
Hey, I hope it works out.
She blinks and grins.
You could introduce me to your brother.
My brother? Right, why?
Well, I was just thinking maybe I could ask him to use some of his ice sculptures to help promote the competition, you know, get people excited again.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Was he planning to enter the competition?
No, he'd never do that.
No? Why?
He's very busy this time of year. And, he's not really great with people.
Well, we're gonna need a lot of sculptures, so I don't know, maybe I could get in contact with him?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Emma. I wish I could help.
What about all the stuff you said about hoping it works out?
I do hope it works out.
Right. No, yeah. I just,
Emma,
you know what? I've got some paperwork I gotta file down at the courthouse, so if I don't see ya, Merry Christmas.
She walks away.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
He leans on a tree and bows his head.
That's right. We'll be taking the depositions for the Simmons case right here in office. Yeah, it's a pretty big case, so we'll probably need the stenographer all day. No, they're driving down from Concord. I'll confirm the time, but we'll be starting early. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye, you two.
Emma closes her phone and checks out the website of the Westford Christmas Festival of Ice Photo Archive. Red ribbons hang from a basket on the sidewalk as Emma walks down the street. She tries to go into a museum, but a sign on the door says closed Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Of course.
She glances at the open hours and then walks down the sidewalk.
Nancy, did you know that the ice sculpting competition has been a part of the Christmas festival for over 60 years? That's why it's so important to help keep the tradition alive.
How much do you need to raise?
Emma grins and waves at a woman in a bakery. She takes a bite of a pastry and glances at a check in her hand with a satisfied nod.
And Westford sponsored the first competition over 60 years ago.
Uh-huh. Would you hold this, please?
Which is why I'm asking everyone in town just to give what they can.
So you want a donation?
A man in a Christmas decorations shop leans on a ladder and puts his hand on his hip. Emma smiles. She walks out of the store with a nutcracker and box of chocolates. Emma sits in a diner and Sarah leans over the booth wall.
$20,000?
Okay, I know it's a lot, but I get the $5,000 from the town council.
Emma, new snow tires are a lot. This is a fortune.
But I think if I could just get their attention, the whole town will get on board.
What do you have in mind?
Didn't you set up a jump funder for the school to raise money for playground equipment?
You want me to show you how to do that for the ice sculpting competition?
I'd be your best friend forever.
That's all I needed to hear. The lunch rush is almost over. How about I talk you through it tonight on the phone?
You're the best, thank you.
You know, even if you raise the money, the town already knows the competition's been canceled. How are you gonna get anyone to sign up?
I have one idea.
You always do.
Emma heads out of the diner. Nick and Lonnie unload trees at their shop.
So how'd you and Emma meet?
She likes to smell like Christmas trees. She was hanging around a lot. We started talking.
She's big into Christmas. I knew I liked her.
Yeah, you like everybody this time of year.
Yeah, even my old pal Ebenezer. So when are you gonna see her again?
How can I see her again when I haven't seen her for the first time?
Okay. I'm sorry. When are you gonna see her for the first time?
I'm not.
What? Why not? And here's this very pleasant, very attractive young woman who I personally think will be a good influence on my best friend. Especially considering the circumstances.
There are no circumstances.
Oh, come on, Nick. It's been almost a year since you and Tara broke up. It's time to get back out there.
Oh, yeah. What are you, my social director now?
I'm talking about Christmas. You know, all is merry and bright.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, Lonnie. Okay? And, you know, you're right. Emma's great. You should hear the way she talks about saving the sculpting competition.
Well, that's something you guys have in common.
I don't know. It's just bad timing.
It's been a year, buddy. Gotta get back in the game.
Lonnie pats Nick's arm. Nick rubs his chin and crosses his arms. He rocks forward in thought. Emma's mom carries a folder into her lobby and sees it completely decorated in Christmas effects. Emma's desk is empty.
I know it's asking a lot, Dad, but I could really use the help. If you wouldn't mind getting the word out, maybe asking some of your old buddies, tell them what's going on.
Absolutely, honey. Anything I can do.
Thank you. Saving the competition won't mean a thing if I don't get anyone to sign up.
Well, I've known these sculpting folks forever. Believe me, they were just as disappointed as we are that it was canceled.
He takes a seat.
The thing is, though...
The thing is, can I really raise that much money in time?
First thing they're going to ask.
Emma sits with him and nods.
When you were teaching me to sculpt, you used to tell me to keep my mind on the big picture, but my eyes on each little cut. That's what I'm trying to do now.
That works for me.
He puts his arm around her.
You got this. I believe in you.
Thanks, Dad.
She leans her head on his shoulder and smiles. She gets coffee from the street vendor.
Yeah, it went up on Jump Funder this morning, Sarah. It looks great. Thank you for all your help last night. No, not yet, but there's still time. I'm sure the contributions start rolling in.
Nick, standing in line, watches her walk away. She brings coffee to her mom.
Season's greetings. Christmas cookie latte.
Aw, Emma, thank you.
That's the least I could do after being gone for so long yesterday.
Oh, all is forgiven.
The thing is, there's just so much going on right now. I feel like I'm being pulled in 10 different directions.
I know. I have barely started my Christmas shopping.
And with the Christmas festival coming up and everything...
Well, we'll muddle through somehow.
Speaking of muddling through, you'll appreciate this.
Oh, sorry. I almost forgot to tell you while you were out yesterday. They called from Concord about the Simmons case.
Good. I need to confirm the stenographer. What time were they going to be here for the depositions?
They can't. Opposing counsel slipped on some ice and has twisted her ankle, and, I mean, she'll be fine. But she's requested that we come there instead, and, you know, I'd rather not delay this. So I said no problem.
So you're gonna drive to the Capitol next week?
We get to drive to the Capitol together.
What?
You've done all the heavy lifting with this case. You know the issues. You should be the one asking the questions.
Wow.
I know, right? It's a big step, but I think you're ready.
So we'll be gone for 2 days next week.
Is that a problem?
No problem. I just thought maybe with everything going on here, I should stick around.
Honey, I think Westford can get along without you for 2 days.
Emma smiles and dips her chin. She sits at her desk and glances over her shoulder as she types. She checks her Jump Funder campaign and sees the donations have reached $1,200.
It's not even making a dent.
Emma, these things take time.
Yeah, well, I just found out I have less time than I thought.
What do you mean?
My mom wants me to handle the depositions on one of our cases, so I'll be in the Capitol for 2 days next week.
But that's when the festival starts.
I know, so I need to make sure a lot more people know about the campaign, and fast.
How are you gonna do that?
Go straight to the source.
Sounds like a plan.
Emma dings the bell at the town hall front desk. She sits in the hall and stands when Harvey walks out of the room.
Please tell me you're not here for more money. I've squeezed every penny I can from my budget.
I just have one tiny favor.
What's that?
People all over the country look at Westford's Christmas website. I think if you linked it to my campaign page, we might have a better chance to raise the money in time.
Emma, when I brought this up with the rest of the council, everybody talked about all of their fond memories from the competition.
Well, that's great.
But the truth is, they're a little worried too.
What do you mean?
They don't want to get the town's hopes up that we can bring the competition back and then have it... We'll have it not work out. It's Christmas time. The last thing we want to do is disappoint anybody.
You're right, Harvey. It is Christmas, the time when miracles really do happen. And who knows, maybe we can make our own little Christmas miracle happen right here in Westford.
Well, you definitely have a way with words. Maybe you can come and work with us at the town. We've got some other miracles that we could use some help with.
Is that a yes?
He glances over at her and sighs.
I never wanted to cancel the competition in the first place. I'll get you the link.
Thank you, Harvey.
She grins and he squeezes her hands. Emma walks down the sidewalk with her hands in her pockets. She glances over at the Westford Historical Society Museum and sees an open sign in the door. She hurries inside. A large, brightly lit room holds cases and displays. She walks over to one case and looks at the tiny figures inside. A woman walks up and smiles.
Hi, Emma.
Miss Baxter, hi. I didn't know you worked here.
Oh, I volunteer a couple of days a week. Gets me out of the house since I retired.
Oh, by the way, I have a call into the college about setting up the endowment in your husband's name. I'm sure that they'll love it.
Oh, I hope so. But tell me, what brings you here today?
Oh, well, I saw on the museum's website you have some old photographs from past ice sculpting competitions.
Uh-huh.
Could I maybe look at them?
Right this way.
Oh, great.
Vera leads her away.
I've been watching them carve ice since I was a girl. It never ceases to amaze me.
Shame it all has to end.
Actually, that's why I'm here, to try and keep that from happening.
But I thought Harvey'd already canceled the competition.
Well, if I can raise the money in time, he'll put it back in the festival. I thought maybe some of these old photographs might help remind people of what a great tradition it is.
You're welcome to whatever you need.
Emma sits on a bench and looks at spread out photos on a coffee table.
Our client, Miss Simmons, received notice that her car was part of a manufacturer recall. But when she took it in, the dealership said that they were too busy and asked her to bring it back the next week.
Be sure when you ask that, they specify in their answer what day of the week.
Because Monday was a holiday and Miss Simmons couldn't come back until Tuesday.
Good.
Great.
Her mother smiles proudly.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just feel guilty for not telling her what I'm doing.
Then tell her. Your mom knows how much you've always loved ice sculpting.
Yeah, well, I can love it all I want as long as the law always comes first.
That's why you went to school for 3 years to become a lawyer, isn't it?
That was the plan.
You okay?
Yeah. No, I just, the whole thing with raising money for the competition. Actually, I should check to see if...
No, what you should do is stop checking contributions every 2 minutes. I brought you along to help me with my Christmas shopping, remember?
You're right.
Emma and Sarah get into a car and drive down a country road through snowy woods with bare branch trees. They drive through a tunnel over a bridge and past a Christmas tree farm. They pull up next to an ice sculpture of a Christmas tree. Nearby is a playground in a field of snow. People mill about.
Sarah, you said we were going Christmas shopping.
We are. We're shopping for a Christmas tree. Who's Nick?
Some guy I met in town, he has a Christmas tree lot, and I asked him, you know what? Never mind. Can we just go somewhere else, please?
No way. Look at this place. I came here to get a tree, and that's what I intend to do.
Emma examines the Christmas tree sculpture. She rubs her gloves over one layer of the tree. A string of lights is carved in intricate detail. She glances over at a large nutcracker sculpture. To one side is a candy cane sculpture.
Good choice.
Excuse me?
Fraser fir is our most popular tree this time of year.
Do you have someone to help you carry it to the car?
I was just admiring it. It's way too big for my apartment, where I live alone.
Sarah tilts her head and smiles. Lonnie glances down and they both smile slightly awkwardly. Emma walks up to a detached garage. An ice sculpture of a reindeer stands on a table outside the door. It has a defined harness and facial features.
So this is where your brother hides out.
She ducks down and pulls open the garage door.
Gotcha.
She enters and pulls the door down behind her.
Excuse me. Hello, Nick's brother.
She walks into the garage.
Sorry, I don't know your name. Hello.
Nick looks up from carving a sculpture.
Nick?
He pulls out earphones.
Hi.
Emma takes a deep breath, and he removes safety goggles.
Let me guess, you don't have a brother.
No.
Emma sculptures, outside and in town, those are yours?
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
She turns to go.
Hey, Emma, wait. Emma, can you just wait a second? I'm sorry I told you about my fictitious brother, but it's a reflex. It's what I tell everybody.
What? Why?
It's a long and very predictable story, and having an antisocial brother just saves everybody a lot of time.
She shakes her head.
But your work is amazing, and people should know that you're the artist.
You think I'm an artist?
Yes, of course. I mean, anybody could see that if you'd let them. But that doesn't make it okay that you wouldn't help me when I ask for you to save the competition with me.
I'm sorry about that, too. When I heard you talking about the Jump Funder page, I knew I had to do something to help.
What? I didn't tell you about that.
Well, actually, you're getting coffee, that place in the park. I was in line just right behind you.
Oh, you were eavesdropping.
Now, see, when you say it like that...
Okay, you know what? Never mind. I've got way too much on my plate right now to be doing this, so...
So do I.
Great, so we're done.
We're so done. Except, you might want this.
He holds out a card.
Frank Duvall?
He's a friend of mine. He owns a nice company. He's a big fan of ice sculpting from way back. I talked to him about what you're doing.
You did?
I thought maybe you could help. Throw it away if you want.
Thank you for this. I really do think you're very talented.
I don't know.
Seriously, you shouldn't hide it.
She looks into his eyes.
There you are. Hey, check out the perfect little tree line cut down for me. Oh.
I'll meet you at the car.
Ready?
Yeah.
You okay?
Lonnie carries a tree over his shoulder. Nick watches Emma go.
I don't get it. If he likes ice sculpting so much, why keep it a secret?
I don't know. I get the feeling it's about more than just sculpting.
You two seem to hit it off.
Yeah, right.
No, I saw the way he looked at you, and I definitely picked up on a vibe.
What? You're right, there was no vibe.
Okay, keep telling yourself that.
No vibe!
There was a vibe. You know what? Good luck with that.
Emma!
See ya!
Get back here and help me!
Emma!
Gray clouds hang in the sky over the small town with a river running through it. Emma sits on a recliner and sips tea from a mug. She holds up the card Nick gave her, which says, Frank Duvall, CEO Glacier Cliff Incorporated, 603-555-0166. A man walks with her through a factory.
Nick told me you were coming by and that I should listen to what you have to say because saving this competition is important to you.
He said all that?
Frank turns to face her.
But what he didn't say is why.
Emma smiles and waves her hands.
My dad started teaching me how to sculpt when I was a little girl. He and I were in the competition for as long as I can remember. The truth is, as important as the tradition is to the town, I think it's just as important to my family.
Frank straightens up.
Let me think about it.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate it, Frank.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
A worker in a hard hat opens a large bay door. Emma works at her desk as her dad comes into the office.
Dad, I didn't know you were coming by today.
Well, I thought I'd surprise your mother. Take her out to lunch.
Well, she's in the office on a phone call. I'm sure she'll be out in a minute.
Well, in that case, I shall share some good news. I reached out to some old friends. We've got 6 teams standing by. Just say the word. They'll be here to compete.
You're amazing, Dad. Thanks.
He squeezes her hand.
What's up?
Nothing. The festival's tomorrow, and I still don't raise the money.
You keep the faith. You never know.
You never know what?
I never know where I'm going to take my beautiful wife to lunch.
I'll get my coat.
She crosses her arms and smiles.
It ain't over till it's over.
Dad smiles down at Emma. Her smile fades and she leans back in her chair after he leaves. She shakes her head and turns back to her work. At night, Lonnie and Nick work at their tree shop.
You know, I had coffee with Emma's friend Sarah. Remember she was out at the farm the other day?
Coffee, huh? That sounds promising.
Yeah. Kind of hit it off.
Lonnie grins.
I mean, with the trees and all.
Way to go, Lonnie!
Anyway, she was telling me about how Emma works just a couple of blocks from here. At her mom's law office over there in Riverton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She seems real nice. Maybe you should stop by, say hi.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What are you gonna do, just give up on Christmas for good because of what Tara did?
Let's not go there, all right?
They close and lock the gate.
Whatever happened to the old Nick? Guy used to like to have fun. Didn't spend every night in his barn carving little ice statues instead of getting on with his life.
Lonnie stares at Nick, then turns away and shakes his head.
Look, I'm sorry. I miss my friend. You're missing Christmas.
Nick nods and looks out the window.
I don't know.
They drive away in their truck. Sarah meets Emma in a cafe.
See, this is a nice change. No more CrossFit toes on our way to get coffee.
Thought I'd give you a break for Christmas on your first day off.
Speaking of, you don't look very festive.
I don't feel very festive. I didn't raise the money for the competition, and today's the first day of the festival, so we're out of time.
Oh no, how close did you get?
It doesn't matter, it's all or nothing. I mean, you know, if you don't raise your goal, then you don't get any of the money. What are you doing?
I'd still like to know.
Sarah, come on.
When was the last time you checked?
Does it matter?
Emma.
Yes? Look.
Sarah's jaw drops.
An anonymous donor?
For almost $10,000.
He did it. Frank Duvall did it.
You did it.
We did it.
People stare as they jump up and hug.
A little more volume, please. Merry Christmas and God bless us, everyone. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2.
Harvey. Harvey, we got the money. We did it.
$15,000?
I know. It's unbelievable.
Well, this sounds like you got your miracle.
We have to get ready. Tell everybody to set it up.
Yeah, absolutely. But where are we going to find teams at the last minute?
Don't worry. My dad's got 6 teams standing by. 7, including us.
You did it, Emma. You did it.
Yes. The ice sculpting competition is back. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Wow.
Emma whirls around and grins.
Nick, we did it. We raised the money, the competition's back on. Sorry.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
way to go, Emma.
Congratulations.
I owe it all to Nick.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you sent me to Frank Duvall. I told him what we needed, and he made a donation for the rest of the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, I always knew Frank was a good guy.
No, you are the great guy. None of this would have happened without your help. Honestly, thank you.
Lonnie smiles and Nick shakes his head.
I'm just glad it worked out.
Well, you know, there are 7 teams lined up, which means there's still room for one more.
Yeah. I, you know, Emma, it gets really busy around here, around Christmas, you know, and what do I know about big sculptures?
What? Her smile fades and he shrugs.
Anyway, you have fun, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Excuse me?
Hey, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Look, Nick should be talking to you about this, not me. But I know him. I could tell him that she likes you.
He's got a funny way of showing it.
Yeah, well, that's what people do when they get their heart ripped out by someone they care about, especially when it happens at Christmas.
What?
Just, hang in there.
Lonnie pats her on the arm, and she nods. She sighs deeply and looks down in thought. Nick ties a Christmas tree to the top of a car. Emma glances his way as she leaves the Christmas tree shop. Nick glances in her direction after she passes by. He looks down and continues to tie the tree. Emma sits at her desk.
Hi, it's Emma Parker's. Is Frank in? Oh, no, could I leave a message? Yeah, could you just let him know I called to thank him for his generous contribution? No, he'll know what I mean. Thanks, you too. Merry Christmas.
She grins and hangs up her phone. She takes a deep breath and surveys her desk. She picks up a candy cane and twirls it in her fingers with a thoughtful expression. A car pulls up to Nick's ice sculpting garage on a snowy day. Nick looks over his tools. A nutcracker in progress sits on a work table. Emma opens the door and walks in.
Hi.
Hi.
Thought I might find you here.
I know, it helps me think.
Same here. I thought about what you said about the competition and how it's different because of the size.
Yeah.
But it's not. You shouldn't let it stop you from competing if it's something you really want to do.
Emma, look, it's not...
I mean, you shouldn't let anything stop you, really, from anything you care about. And when you find something that you can really put your heart into, something that you really love, you should hang on to it as tight as you can.
He raises his eyebrows.
Sometimes you gotta know when to let go.
What do you mean?
Okay, it's kind of like you. I started doing this when I was pretty young. And it was like, I could do it, you know? The tools just fit in my hand. I started entering some smaller competitions, and it's never about winning, you know? It's just because it was fun. Anyway, after a while, I started running into the same people and kind of get to know them. Met this girl. She was really nice, and she could work with ice, too.
You two started sculpting together?
She's more competitive than I was, and started entering us in these bigger competitions. And we even talked about doing this one in Westford, you know, tackling the big sculptures.
Why didn't you?
Tara and I had been dating 3 years, and all of a sudden, right before Christmas, she decides not working for her. She already had a plane ticket to Los Angeles. Never saw it coming.
Sorry.
I haven't had much interest in competing ever since. My heart's just not into it.
He looks down.
Maybe you just need to find somebody to make it fun again.
Emma sits next to him and he glances at her.
Maybe.
She watches him and smiles softly.
I got a V-chisel if you want to take a shot at that corner.
I think a scoop chisel might be the way to go.
Huh. Well, I got one of those too.
They grin at each other. Ornaments decorate outdoor trees in town. Emma's dad bends over blueprints and her mom comes in.
Hi.
Hey there. Almost finished. How was your day?
Oh, just trying to get everything together for this deposition. Have you heard from Emma?
No. Why?
No, it says she wasn't in the office this afternoon, and I left a few messages. I just haven't heard back.
Mom frowned slightly.
This is an important case.
Well, I'm sure she's on top of it.
I don't know. Her head seems to be somewhere else half the time, and we barely seem to talk anymore.
Well, two of you have a lot on your plate right now. My advice is for the both of you to throttle back a little.
Mom shrugs and sighs.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Christmas festival starts tonight. We'll meet Emma there. Enjoy the festivities together. And everything will be fine.
Yeah.
He pulls her into a hug and rubs her arms. She smiles warmly. At night, Emma and Nick work on the Nutcracker sculpture in his garage.
I said we make a pretty good team.
Nope.
Emma picks up her phone.
Oh, no. I gotta go.
What's wrong?
No, nothing. I should be at work. We've got this big case coming up, and I haven't even finished. And my parents want me to meet them at the Christmas festival tonight, so.
Maybe I'll see you there.
Not if I don't get my work done.
Well, then get out of here. Yeah. Get to work.
All right. Thanks for letting me chip.
It's my pleasure.
All right. I'm out.
Nick watches her go with a cheerful smile, then turns back to his sculpture. A crowd of people enjoys the festival at night.
Welcome to the first night of Westford's annual Christmas festival.
I'm going to give her a call.
Sounds good, yeah.
Emma rushes to her desk with a thick folder in her hands.
Hi, Mom.
Hey.
What? For this festival.
Oh, Emma, you don't have to be working on the first night of the Christmas festival.
Okay, 5 minutes. We'll be here. She's at the office.
I'm especially excited to remind everyone that because of the donations from you, the ice sculpting competition is part of our festival again.
Yeah. That's great.
It certainly is. Do you know, if I know Emma, that 5 minutes is going to take an hour. So I'm just going to go get her.
No, and,
you wait here. I'm going to go get her.
Okay.
Emma carries a stack of papers and books to her desk.
Hey, I was just headed over. I'm sorry. Nick!
Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah, Lonnie told me you worked on Riverton Street, your mom's law office, and I figured, what are the odds, right? More than one lawyer named Parker's on the street.
You found me.
Yeah, look, if you're busy, I'd come back.
No, come in.
She picks the stack of books and files back up and goes to her mom's office.
It's very lawyerish. this seemed like a good idea a little while ago.
What did?
All right. The thing is, I've been thinking about what you said, and maybe you're right. Maybe it would be good for me to take another shot at competing. And not to win, because, you know, that was never the point of it all. I just want to feel the way it used to feel before things got all jumbled up, when it was fun.
I think that's a great idea.
So, like you said, I just need to find the right partner. Someone who knows big sculptures. Someone like you.
Emma's dad listens from the front office.
You already have a partner.
My dad and I have been sculpting together since I was a kid. Sort of a tradition. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't be sorry. I'll be there to cheer you on. 100%. Go, Emma!
Her dad quickly leaves.
So I should go.
Okay. I'll talk you.
They both smile and look down as they file out of the back office. At the door, Nick turns back to Emma.
I'll see you then.
Okay.
He leaves, and she holds the door and watches him go. She leans against the door after she closes it with a faint smile. Emma writes in a notebook in her dad's garage.
Emma, what are you doing out here so early?
Well, if the Parker family team wants to win this year, you better get busy.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Good. I don't have much time.
As much as I have loved doing this with you, kiddo, I am snowed under with work. I think you're going to have to find a new partner this year.
Really? But this is our tradition.
And I've loved every minute of it, right? And I want you to carry on that tradition with someone else, someone who loves this as much as we do.
Emma shakes her head and sighs.
But I've never done it without you.
Well, that's why. This time around, you can make it your own.
He holds up a tool, and she takes it. He pats her chin.
That's my girl.
Emma looks up with a smile. Workers open a row of large blocks of ice under tents in the festival area. Emma walks up with a coffee. Nick walks over from the other direction, also with a coffee.
Hey!
Hey!
Isn't this crazy? When I was a kid, I used to think, this must be what Santa's toy shop was like. So much to do before Christmas.
So, you and your dad all set?
He can't do it this year. Work. So.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
So you don't have a partner?
Did you find someone?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, not much time to prepare.
Well, on the other hand...
Could be fun.
Could be fun.
Partners?
Partners.
They grin and shake hands.
All right, we don't have much time, so I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version of the rules. Each team has two members. We're given six blocks of ice. Sculptures have to be at least 5 feet tall, but no more than 10 feet, and we can only use the ice we're given.
How do you remember all that?
Cute. Competition lasts 3 days, 72 hours. During that time, each team member is only permitted a total carving time of up to 36 hours. That's to make sure nobody gets too tired. And that's it.
Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
He salutes her.
Wow. That's some serious hardware.
Thank you.
He sets down a crate of tools.
So, where are your power tools?
I don't use them.
Okay, well, then we'll work on that first.
Why?
Nick, these aren't little sculptures you put on a table at a wedding. These are huge. If we just use hand tools, we'll never finish in time. You're smiling. Why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling. I'm not.
Seriously, we don't have time for this.
I know. It's just, okay, look, all of a sudden, I could see you, this gangly little girl, all serious about this stuff, who had no idea that she'd grow up to be someone so amazing.
He gestures to all over her.
Come on, we have work to do.
Nick blushes and looks down at the toolbox. They work on a block of ice and Nick carves to find stars.
See? You can't get a cut like that with a power tool.
Yeah. It's nice. And who knows? Maybe we could finish by next Christmas.
Is that sarcasm?
Nick opens the garage door and Emma brings a chainsaw into the garage with a grin.
What? Whoa.
Nick sets up a chisel on the sculpture.
Okay, now just remember, nice and easy.
It breaks in half.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right. Guess we'll start again.
Sorry.
She pats him on the shoulder and he winces. She climbs on a ladder with a tape measure.
Yeah, that's 8 feet, so that's how tall our sculpture should be.
Wow, that's big.
We still have to come up with the design.
Look, we can't just settle on one thing, right? We have to, think of something that tells a story with one image.
Okay, what do you suggest?
That's the thing, I don't know. All we need right now is some serious inspiration.
Well, we better get inspired soon, or we're gonna have the only sculpture in town history called Block of Ice.
They grin at each other.
All right, it's been a long day. Why don't we just call it a night and we'll come up with something tomorrow?
Sure.
Great. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
They keep facing each other and their smiles turn awkward. Then Emma walks towards her car and Nick follows her. An ice sculpture of an angel sits outside his garage. At night, Emma drinks from a mug and checks the Westford Historical Society website on her laptop. She suddenly straightens and picks up her phone. She dials with a grin.
Nick, it's Emma. Remember what you said about town history?
The museum door has an open sign.
Trust me.
Emma, welcome back.
Hi, Vera. This is Nick Claiborne. He and I are partnering up for the ice sculpting competition.
Nice to meet you. But shouldn't you two be sharpening your chisels?
Well, we have to decide what to sculpt first. Do you mind if we look at those pictures again?
I'll go get them. Oh, take a look at the new display.
She points them to a display case filled with hand tools and old pictures of ice sculptures.
I can't believe they made all these with just hand tools.
Pretty amazing, right?
No kidding, but I'm still not sure how this is gonna help us.
Well, all these sculptures are special in some way. I just want whatever we do to mean something to.
It's not about the town, is it? It's about you.
She sways back and forth.
My mother doesn't even know I'm doing this. I didn't tell her because she would just say it's a distraction from my legal career.
I thought you said you weren't a lawyer.
Oh, I said not yet. I took the bar exam and I'm waiting for the results.
And when you do?
When I do, I hang up my shingle and go to work with my mother. In the meantime, I'm supposed to be soaking everything in so I can hit the ground running.
You don't sound very happy about it.
This isn't helping us decide what to sculpt.
They sit on a bench and look over old pictures.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, thanks for calling me back. I just wanted to thank you for helping us with the...
She frowns at Nick.
Okay. Thanks for telling me. Merry Christmas.
What was that about?
That was Frank Duvall. He said he got my call about the donation. He said it wasn't him. He didn't donate the money.
Who did?
She shakes her head. Snow falls in town. Emma sits at the diner counter where Sarah works.
Why would someone give all that money and want to keep it a secret?
Maybe because that's the definition of anonymous.
Okay, well, I'd like to at least thank them.
Emma checks her phone.
It's Nick. Says he has an idea for our sculpture.
And how's that going?
Good. If we could just come up with a design.
That's not what I meant.
Nick is a great guy.
Sounds like it.
But I just have so much going on right now with the competition and work, and I just really need to stay focused.
Focused is good.
Don't give me that. Don't even.
Okay, I admit I had my doubts about the museum and getting inspired and all that stuff, but when you left, it was like, boom. There it was. Now keep in mind, I can't draw for beans.
Nick, just show me.
So. What do you think?
Emma picks up his sketch.
I love it.
Well, let's get to work.
She grins and steps up onto a stepping stool. She holds out her arms and Nick measures them slanted up at an angle. Then he measures her torso. He sketches loosely and they check an old book. They work on a block of ice in the garage. They chip rapidly to turn it into a column.
Come on, put your back into it.
Emma chuckles as Nick continues to carve the pillar.
Wow, it's late.
Yeah, we've been at this a while.
They look out into the snow.
Thank you.
They face each other.
None of this would have happened without you.
No, you made this happen, Emma. I'm just lucky to be here when you did.
He leans a little away and she checks her phone.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, honey, I just wanted to remind you that we need to get an early start in the morning if we're going to make it on time for the depositions.
The depositions.
You didn't forget, did you?
No, of course not. I'm a little tired.
Oh, we'll get some rest. I'll meet you at the office.
Big day tomorrow. Yeah, got it. Thanks, Mom. Bye.
Emma hangs up and sighs.
Everything okay?
I should go.
Okay. Go get some rest. We got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, big day.
She rocks back and forth, then pats his arm and walks away. He watches her go, then pulls down his garage door. The town at night is brightly decorated and lit up. Emma walks down the sidewalk. She stops and takes in a large decorated outdoor Christmas tree. In the early morning, a few people walk down the town streets. Emma walks into her mom's office.
Mom? All set. Oh, I meant to ask you to pick up some of that great coffee on your way, but never mind. We'll stop.
I need to talk to you.
Can we talk in the car?
Mom.
Mom stops moving.
Oh, all right. What is it?
I know how important this case is to you, and I know how much you want me.
Emma goes to answer the phone and her mom frowns.
Parker's law office. Speaking. Yes, I did. Oh, really? Well, that's great. I hope so too. Merry Christmas. That was the endowment office at the college. They want to talk about the scholarship Vera wants to set up in her husband's name.
That's wonderful.
But today's the last day before the holiday, and they need to meet this morning, so...
And one of us has to be there, of course.
Mom, you don't need me there for these depositions.
Yeah, but you've worked so hard on this, and it seems like such a shame to not have... Oh, and to tell you the truth, I was looking forward to the drive. Just me and you. I miss spending time with you.
I know, Mom, me too.
Mom purses her lips and smiles sadly.
All right, well, keep me posted. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right.
Mom pats Emma's arm and heads out. Emma watches her go, then smiles. At the festival, teams busily remove the cardboard wrapping from their large blocks of ice.
Hey!
Hey, where you been? We gotta get ready. We're starting soon.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. I just had to stop by the office. But I just have one other thing I need
Wait.
To do.
No, what?
But don't worry!
Emma!
I'll be back in time!
Nick spreads out his hands as she rushes off. Later, he sits on the edge of a block of ice with his arms crossed and checks his phone.
All right, Vera. The Samuel R. Baxter Scholarship will be awarded every September.
Great. That's exactly what I wanted.
Okay. Emma holds up one finger and checks a message from Nick that says, "Where are you? We are about to start." The town is covered with snowfall. Spectators line the bleachers for the ice sculpting competition.
You must be Nick.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Parkers.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Emma's dad.
Where is she?
Don't worry, she'll be here.
Oh yeah, that's what everyone keeps telling me.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Westford Christmas Festival Ice Sculpting Competition.
Emma runs up.
I'm here.
Oh. Talk about timing.
Sorry, I'm late.
Good luck, you two.
Thanks, Dad.
Each team member is permitted a total carving time of about 36
you okay?
hours.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Ice blocks that are in their area. Sculptures must be 5 feet tall, but no more than 10 feet. And then on Christmas Eve day, the judges will pick a winner.
Is everybody ready? I said, is everybody ready? On your marks. Get set. Go!
A timer on a billboard counts down from 3 days.
Wait, who's nervous?
Emma puts on protective goggles. She uses the chainsaw to cut through a block of ice.
I have no idea.
He said it was a surprise.
Come on, Emma.
Nick flattens the edge of a block.
Double check the measurements, right? We're good to draw? Okay, perfect. Got it. Okay. I got it.
Various teams work on their sculptures into the night. They chip, saw, carve, and brush off their sculptures. Ice dust flies as each team works on their sculptures. Some of the sculptures are cloudy, and others are clear. At night, Nick carries coffee over to the competition tent, where Emma saws a block of ice.
You have no idea how enchanting you look with the saw in your hair. Whoa.
Is that what I think it is?
I caught her before she closed.
Oh, thank you. I forgot how cold it gets.
So, have you had a chance to check out the competition?
Mm-mm.
You know, I think we're holding our own.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to get warm, go home, rest up for a couple hours.
I'm okay.
You'd really love this.
This always meant Christmas to me. I love all the rest, the trees and the lights and the music. But this is what made it special. Ice sculpting has always been a part of who I am. And now I needed it to help me decide who I want to be.
He faces her.
I like who you are right now.
Yeah, but there's always been this plan, and I'm not sure about that anymore.
So we'll make a new plan.
She grins and ducks her head.
Oh.
She picks up and checks her phone.
Oh. They sent the results.
The results?
For the bar exam.
She turns to Nick.
I passed.
You passed the bar exam. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, okay, I'm not an expert, but it's supposed to be a good thing, right?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited.
Okay,
I'm excited.
You don't seem like it. Don't you want to be a lawyer?
I do, of course. I mean, why else would I go to school and knock myself out for 3 years?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's part of that big plan, the one you worked your whole life for.
Well, it is a great plan.
She shifts on her feet and looks from the phone to the sculpture.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, my mom and I are going to be partners now, so...
So what, you don't want your name on the door?
She closes her eyes.
You know what, I should take a break.
Emma, remember what you told me about being an artist? I don't hold a candle to you.
She looks down and takes a steadying breath.
Thanks. Thanks for the coffee.
She shifts on her feet, then looks down and walks away. Nick watches her go. He raises one hand after her, then turns back to the sculpture. The morning dawns bright in town. Nick guzzles down a cup of coffee as he walks into the competition tent.
That looks like a big block of ice, huh?
Emily's at home on her couch asleep with a blanket draped over her. She jerks awake and picks up her phone.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. I'm just checking in. How'd everything go at the school with Vera?
Yeah, great. Great. They're all ready to go, and she's really excited.
Wonderful. Thank you for taking care of that.
Of course. How did the depositions go?
It went really well. In fact, we finished early, and I'm leaving now.
I'll tell you all about it when I get home.
Sounds good.
You know,
I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
I was thinking about what we said, about not spending enough time together,
and I was really hoping we might have dinner at home tonight, just the three of us. I mean, I don't know, maybe turn on the tree lights
and put on the music and maybe watch an old Christmas movie like we used to. How does that sound?
Tonight?
Oh, unless of course you have other plans.
Emma winces.
No, you know what? Mom, tonight sounds great. Okay, good.
I'll call your dad and I'll tell him there'll be three of us for dinner.
Great, I'll see you then. Okay, bye, sweetheart.
Emma hangs up and her shoulders drop as she leans against a window. She walks up to the competition tent where Nick works on the sculpture.
Sorry, fell asleep.
That's okay, I thought that was the point.
Yeah, did you get some rest?
Yeah, I got a couple hours, I'm good to go.
Great.
Did you tell your parents the good news?
Not yet.
Well, when are you gonna tell them?
Tonight, at dinner.
Tonight?
Yeah, no, don't worry. We won't be gone long. We'll finish in time still.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they're going to be really excited to hear the big news.
He bends down to work on the sculpture, and she sighs, then grabs her tool and jumps in. The various teams use power saws and drills to make holes, divots, and cuts in their ice blocks. Emma works above while Nick works below.
Emma, wait!
I wasn't... If you hadn't
It's okay, we can fix it. Look, Lonnie and Sarah brought some cider. Let's take a break and then we'll fix it.
I wasn't even paying attention. If you hadn't stopped me, I could have ruined the whole sculpture.
But you didn't. It's all right.
It's not all right. Nothing's all right. I keep trying to figure out the right thing to do, but just keep doing everything wrong. In the sculpture, my parents, my career, you.
Look around. Here, look at all these people doing something that they thought they lost. You did this. You made Christmas a little more special for all of them.
Nick looks into her eyes.
And a lot more special for me.
She slowly smiles.
Really?
Yeah, I was ready to give up on all this. But you changed my mind.
He ducks to keep her gaze.
And I'm not letting you give up on what you really want.
She hangs her head, and he ducks again to meet her eyes. She shakes her head and shrugs.
Oh, what I want, it's not part of that plan.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's time for a new plan. Okay? Look inside your heart, Emma. Find the thing that you really love.
He holds her arms.
And that's how you know you found the right choice.
He bends towards her. She takes a deep breath and nods. Emma eats with her parents at night.
Oh, Emma, that's wonderful news.
Congratulations, honey. I'm passing the bar.
We are so proud of you. Thanks, guys. Still kind of sinking in.
Well, I never had any doubt. But this makes it official, so... To Emma Parkers, attorney at law.
To Emma.
They toast.
Oh, can I give it to her now?
It's supposed to be for Christmas.
Close enough.
Give me what?
Your mother.
Here. What is it?
Open it and see.
Her mom gives her a red gift box and she unties the ribbon.
Partners. Just like we planned.
Just like we planned.
It is a plaque with both their names.
Emma? What is it, honey? What's wrong?
Emma looks up at her mom.
I need to show you something.
Mom frowns and straightens up. The festival is brightly lit and decorated at night. Many people mill about the booths and displays, dressed in coats and scarves. Children take pictures with Santa.
Do you know what this is all about?
Maybe we'll just let Emma explain it.
Emma's parents walk through the festival. Emma heads to the ice sculpture area where Nick works on the sculpture.
Mom? Nick Claiborne, Nick, my mother.
Hi, it's nice to finally meet you, Mrs. Parkers.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick. Looks great.
Yeah, it's coming along.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, maybe because I'm freezing, but I'd really like to know exactly what's going on here.
I should have told you before, Mom, but I decided to enter the ice sculpting competition. Nick and I are partners, and this is our sculpture.
Her mom's eyes widen.
Honey, you didn't need to keep that a secret. I think it's good for you to have hobbies, and I mean, especially ones you can schedule around a busy law practice.
Emma takes a deep breath.
That's the thing. I'm not sure I want to do that.
Her mom slowly frowns.
What do you mean?
Emma looks down and pulls her mom to the side.
I don't think I want to be a lawyer. I'm not sure I ever really did.
Her mom glances at her dad.
But, I mean, this has been our plan since you were a little girl.
It was your plan, Mom. I know, it was a good one. It was. It just... not the right one. Not for me.
Her mom hangs her head and Emma gazes at her. She spreads out her arms and frowns.
Are you sure you want to walk away from everything you've worked so hard for? Dan, tell her what...
Oh, honey. We always said that the most important thing we wanted is for Emma to be happy.
And this is what I love.
But a career in law has a future. And
Mrs. Parkers, it's about more than just a future. It's about passion. I mean, this whole ice sculpting competition would have been canceled this year.
Yes, I know.
Well, if it wasn't for Emma, none of this would have happened. She raised all the money.
Is that true?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I had a lot of help with Sarah and Nick. Dad even made a few phone calls.
Oh, you did know.
Well, I made a couple of calls.
Emma, sculpting ice isn't exactly a career.
Emma looks down and shakes her head.
I know. But it felt right. Working for a good cause, bringing people together to help make it happen, seeing how happy it made everyone. I mean, I know I still have to figure out the rest of my life, but I like the way this felt. And I'm not sure I'm ready to make up my mind about being a lawyer.
Her mom draws back.
But whatever I choose, right now, this is what I want.
Her mom smiles softly and nods.
This is my Christmas.
Her mom looks from side to side.
Well, your father's right. The most important thing is your happiness.
Mom and Emma smile together.
But oh my dear, you could be one powerful good lawyer.
So you're not disappointed?
We would never be disappointed in you.
And let's face it, it's not exactly a surprise.
What?
Well, every Christmas for all these years, you and your father have been completely loopy about this competition. I mean, it wasn't like you were just going to give it up.
So you knew I had second thoughts about being a lawyer.
Well, I mean, I had hope that once you did the bar, you'd be ready to, you know, give it a chance. But then I thought... what you really needed was the chance to finally decide for yourself.
Nick leans forward.
Am I missing something here?
You and me both.
How was she going to decide what you really wanted if the competition was canceled?
Wait, you donated the $10,000?
Her mom looks up and then smiles at her dad.
I just wanted you to have the choice. To do the thing you love the most.
Her mom's eyes start to well up. Emma pulls her mom into a hug.
Thank you.
They smile and hug tightly. Then her mom pulls back.
And besides, you were right. It was for a very good cause. My daughter's Christmas.
Promise you guys will both be here tomorrow and announce the winner.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
But now, you two better get busy because you have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we got a long night ahead of us.
I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Emma hugs Nick tightly. She works on one side of the sculpture while Nick scrapes ice off another side. They rub their hands together over a heat lamp. They continue to sculpt.
How much time?
Almost there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the sculptors. They've worked it hard for 3 days.
Competition we've ever had.
The crowd fills the bleachers as the teams finish up their sculptures. A judge looks at the sculptures with a clipboard in his hands. Emma and Nick sculpt the town hall with a clock tower with a reindeer on top.
Look at those beautiful sculptures.
How much time?
Oh, it's getting close.
1 minute left.
Hey, focus.
For the last few minutes here, folks, what do you think? Aren't they beautiful?
A judge looks over a reindeer sculpture with a clipboard in her hand. She moves to a sculpture of a snowman in a Santa hat.
Get down to the wire. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's it. Time's up. Jules down.
Hands up.
I'm going to get the judges to the stage with their scorecards.
Nick and Emma hug.
I just want you to know that no matter what happens, you made every Christmas wish I had come true.
Emma, you are my Christmas wish.
They touch foreheads.
Okay, folks, the judges have made their decision. And it's unanimous.
Unanimous?
Folks, I'm pleased to announce that the winner of the Westford Ice Sculpting Competition is Emma Parkers and Nick Claymore.
Nick lifts her off the ground.
With a sculpture called Memories of Westford.
Congratulations, it's beautiful.
Well done, Nick.
Nick and Lonnie hug.
We did it!
I knew you could do it.
Where to, Nick?
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And listen, I meant what I said. If you ever want to test your talents outside of law, we can certainly use you at the town.
Oh. Well, I just might take you up on that.
Harvey waves and Nick pulls Emma aside.
What are you doing?
He pulls a candy cane out of his pocket.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
He leans down. They grin and kiss gently. Credits: Cast, Emma, Taylor Cole, Nick Claiborne, Damon Runyon, Carol Parkers, Wendy Crewson, Dan Parkers, Jonathan Whitaker, Sarah Morton, Tegan Vinca, Lonnie Barnes, John Paolo Venuta, Vera Baxter, Tony Alwand, Crew, Line Producer, Hayden Baptiste, First Assistant Director, Michelle Poirier, Art Director, Shane Boucher. Credits continue.